Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast. We did something a little bit different this week. We invited Kalani Bryan out to the MSU Tennis Center before the start of the Midwestern State dual match against Seward County. Both the men and women won, by the way. And we talked to Kalani about tennis and about her softball team, which is 2-6 to start the season, but there's been a lot of encouraging signs from the softball team. Vinny DeSilva joined us on this podcast. He was the interim head coach last year, led the Midwestern State women's team to the national semifinals. We're joined now by Kalani Bryan, the head coach, the first-year head softball coach here at Midwestern State University, who's telling me you've never been to a tennis match before.
No, this is the first time at the tennis courts for me.
So I'm guessing you never played?
No, I play for fun.
You did play? I mean, a little bit anyway.
Yeah, not competitively, but just for fun, you know, come out and hit the ball around a little bit.
Well, talking about hitting the ball around a little bit, it seemed like your girls have been doing that. You're getting some timely hitting. You're getting some good pitching. You're playing a ton of one-run games right now. What's your assessment of the team overall through your first eight games?
Just got to get over that hump. Like you said, the timely hitting. I mean, we've just lacked that consistent, timely hit. And it's one hit that's really killing us in those type of games. And it's kind of determining the game. I think it's been a couple home runs for the opposing team, and we just got to find a way to piece it all together. For me, one run losses means that we have great defense, our pitchers are doing their job and getting outs, but it's just up to our offense right now to adjust and piece some stuff together.
Let's talk a little bit about the pitching, because if you just look at the stat line for your pitchers, you would think you're 6-2, not 2-6, because you've been getting some great pitching.
Yes, our pitchers have done a phenomenal job of coming in and doing their job, getting ahead in counts. And, you know, our record right now doesn't reflect the good things that we've seen as a staff. And super proud of our pitchers, but also for our defense. I mean, they were flying around making plays left and right. I think our outfield had 3 or 4 diving catches. And so that's huge for us right now as far as having a good pitching staff. They've complemented each other really well. Just trying to get over that hump of getting Kaylee her first win.
You're getting some great plays by your defense, but you're also giving up some unearned runs. I know you'd like to clean that up a little bit.
Yeah, and it's not really, you know, out of the routine plays. It's just taking care of the ball. Augustana, I mean, they're a top 10 team in the nation, and we throw one around, and then they score 2 runs off of it. So it's just really cleaning up those mistakes and, like I said, just taking care of the ball. We kind of forced a throw this weekend, and it cost us. It put them in scoring position, and then they get a base hit, and, you know, it turns into a run. So just cleaning up the throwing and catching side of it, I think it'll help us a lot.
You start conference play this week against Lubbock Christian. Are you where you want to be at the start of conference play in terms of your team's preparedness?
I mean, I think that we learned a lot in those first 2 weekends about us as a whole. I mean, what we have to do this week, we're really working hard to make the adjustments that we need to offensively. But for the most part, conference kind of snuck up on us.
There's not much of a lead into conference in softball. No. You get a couple of weekends to play in the tournaments that you have, and then boom, because our conference is so big,
yeah,
the LSC's got so many teams, you're right into conference play, and there's never an easy weekend. People talk about it as a conference, a basketball conference or a football conference. The LSC is a softball conference. If you want to talk about the sport that's just the deepest and where the top teams are among the best in the nation.
Yeah, I think that, you know, next year looking in, I think we'll probably schedule a couple more, you know, midweek games where we can get a little bit more games under our belt and some competition. But for the most part, I mean, we're going to run with it. I mean, I feel like we're ready and we're prepared going into Lubbock. I'm excited to see us, you know, head into conference play. And not that these preseason games didn't mean anything, but, you know, going into the conference, those games mean something. So I'm excited to see our kids go into this weekend.
And I'm guessing you're excited to be at home.
Absolutely. being on the road and being on the bus the last 2 weekends, you know, one thing that I preach a lot is be hard to beat at home. On your home turf, I mean, that's where you grind every single day. And so be hard to beat at home. We get to have our fans in the stands, and so I'm looking forward to see the crowd come out this Sunday and, you know, what they're going to offer us as far as the excitement.
Coach, just opening on what you said earlier, that this is your first time over the tennis courts. Being the former tennis coach here, obviously I see some similarities between tennis and softball, where it's a little bit more of a slow-paced game, I would say. I wanted to know, obviously, you're gonna have your girls in the office of the dugout a lot. I want to see you as a coach and as a former player. How do you keep your girls ready to make sure they go out there and they do their job when they need to do their job, when you're spending so much time over the dugout?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, this is so new. I've never been on the third base side coaching. I'm always on the first base side as far as our dugout, and then I walk across the field. But, you know, I'm going to be right there in their ear. And it's just a matter of staying locked in and competing for seven innings and then turn around and doing it again, you know, for the next doubleheader. So I think it's just like preaching consistency throughout the week to these kids of just staying locked in. Don't lose focus on what we're trying to do. We're trying to win every inning. And so I don't really know, you know, as far as the tennis side of it. Obviously, you're trying to get every point. But we can play at our pace. If we start fast, we're gonna stay fast. And so I think that's one thing we've struggled with, is we've started fast in games and then we've kind of coasted and hit that cruise control a little bit. And we have to stay consistent for seven innings. So for me, I'm gonna be right there in the dugout, making sure that we bring our best energy, we continue to keep celebrating. You know, dugout energy is contagious. So
will we see you in the third base coaching box?
Oh yes, always.
Okay.
Unless for some reason I get the boot and then
have you ever been thrown out of a game?
A couple? Yes.
So we could see a fiery Kalani out there.
Yes. I was fiery this weekend with some umpires, respectfully of course, but you know, I'm always gonna fight for our kids, and so that's one thing about me, is I'll never argue a call unless I feel like I'm right.
So what do you expect out of an umpire?
Obviously professionalism, and then just be in the right spots. I mean, for me, it's don't take the opportunity away from these kids and make it about yourself. And so, you know, be out there, do your job, and be professional.
How important is it for your pitchers and your hitters to be aware of an umpire's strike zone and realize that it's going to change from game to game?
Yeah. We preach control the controllables, so your attitude and effort are always the two things that you can control. We learned a lot this weekend about things that we can't control, things that are outside of our you know, control, as far as the umpires, the weather, the ball. Sometimes, you know, the ball, like, they may make you pitch with a ball that's not great. And, you know, it's something that you can't control, but, like, how we overcome adversity is going to be a huge for us this year as a whole.
What can the Western State fans expect to come out to Mustangs Park this weekend?
Some excitement. You know, I will say that we had some good conversations with some coaches this weekend, and, you know, they were excited about the team that they saw on the field as far as Midwestern State. And we're fiery. We're gritty. You know, we're going to create chaos, like I told you before. And, you know, we're going to give ourselves the best chance to win. But I think that, you know, it all comes down to us staying together. You know, we preach celebrating each other, being excited for each other's successes. And I think when you're excited for someone else's success, it only leads you to be more successful as an individual.
Well, I know a lot of us who've just been following along by watching the box score are excited about what we're seeing in the box score, and we're so anxious to see the team in person this week.
We're right there. I promise you, we're right there. We're going to continue to keep putting our head down and work, and we want to give a good show.
We want to thank Kalani Bryan for coming out to the MSU Tennis Center for what was a lot of fun, the home opener for the MSU men and women's tennis teams, a dual match against Seward County Community College. We got to see both the men and women pick up victories in the action on Wednesday afternoon. It was a great environment out there, and we appreciate the coaches coming by, especially Kalani, who we're going to get to see her team in person on Sunday when they take on Lubbock Christian in a doubleheader that will get underway at 1 o'clock. You can see those games on Flow College. Better yet, make your plans to be at Mustangs Park to support MSU softball. Thanks for listening to the Stang Gang Podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast and bring a friend out to Mustangs Park and enjoy some softball. Should be good weather. I'm Pete Stein. So long.